USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in freefall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. He said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
More reports of war crimes and human rights violations from the Russians in Ukraine.
In the Ukrainian port city of Kherson, as the battle continues with the Russians, citizens of the city are scared but will not give up. Svetlana Zorina, 27-year-old who lives with her grandmother, spoke with CNN.
Our resistance now is just to sit at home and take care of ourselves because we are scared. They already started to rape our women. There was an information from people who I personally know that 17-year-old girl is happened to her and then they killed her. So we are terrified and scared, but we are not going to give up.
Back-to-back winter storms will head across the central and northeastern U.S. this weekend and early into next week, bringing a wide variety of weather hazards. Snowfall from the first storm will impact a narrow zone and crush a couple of major cities in the Rockies and upper Midwest. The second storm will follow close behind that system and will bring a blast of cold air that will unleash snow on areas in the Midwest and Northeast. The heaviest snow is expected to pile up from southeastern Wyoming to northwestern Nebraska and southwestern South Dakota. Pockets of ice and a wintry mix will pose travel concerns from portions of central Minnesota to northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.